Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So it's great to be here. I always love coming out to Berkeley, the beautiful views from the bay and all that. So hopefully you've had time this week to see the nice facilities here. This is a DOE facility. People don't realize that. It's Department of Energy's facility, and it's managed by the university. So just that this is part of the DOE compound of our whole national labs, which are the jewels of the U.S. Department of Energy. I've been working on facades for, I mean, windows and facades for 22 years. Okay. And I think for the people in this room, we all get it, right? We understand how critical it is to have an advanced facade, right? It's the number one source of complaints or discomfort is from the glass, either too hot, too cold, glare. And so we know that that's a big opportunity for the occupants, right? But now as we move towards decarbonization, it's a huge opportunity for how do you move a building that's on fossil fuel heating in a cold climate with a really poor facade, right? How do you decarbonize that building, right? So it's pretty much impossible to just put in heat pumps when you have a single pane, facade, right? We have single pane glass windows. And I know we take the European units or the SI units. But basically, we in the American units, we go by R value and U value, right? People say, oh, a single pane window is an R1. A double pane low E is an R3. A vacuum glazing is an R10. Well, when we have a metal frame commercial facade, and we have like half of our stock in the United States is in that case, so it's not like a small number, it's only an R.8 because the frame is so bad. And so how do you change that and upgrade that so that you can then, start introducing highly insulating, dynamic solar control, integrating all that together? And there's a challenge. So we, of course, fund LBNL. We fund a lot of competitive research in the room right now. We have at least two recipients of funding from the Department of Energy for the private sector that we've been managing those projects to get the next generation of technology. So that's our goal. But we also have a lot of challenges. Financially, right now, Windows is not a high priority. So this is kind of a disappointing statistic to give you, but I'm going to say it anyway. Today, we're only getting about 25% of the R&D hours that we can fund compared to 10 years ago. So that's very good. And so we're having lots and lots of funding going into heat pumps, integrated, connected communities, connected buildings, which we know that stuff's all important. I mean, we fully support that. But collectively, we're not getting the message out of how important facades are. And so one of the things I want to challenge this group, if not for today, of course, but in the coming, weeks and months working on this project together, is how can we learn from all of the experts from the world? Like, we know that there's so much expertise that it resides in other countries. And we need to do a much better job of articulating your expertise and the things that you've learned. And how can we leverage that for the work that we do here in the US and try to do a better job of describing the benefit, the value proposition? So when we work internationally, we invest a small portion of our resources, but we get so much more back from all of you. And so how can we do a better job of bringing that in, right? And explaining that, especially when we start looking at new work plans and the future projects. Okay, what has been the past success from other people contributing, and how can we articulate that going forward? So are we leveraging our dollars, one to three, one to five, one to 10? We need to get things like that to help us along the way. And then the other thing is like, okay, so we've done some nice dynamic solar control demonstrations. And I joke with people, I'll say, okay, we do not need three PhDs to install a system, okay? I mean, like the question is okay, how can we make this stuff easy? Like really easy. Okay, so right now, for example, we have a variety of ways to fund the private sector. We do some large solicitations when we have large amounts of money. Right now, we don't have large amounts of money, so we're not doing that. But we do have a thing called Small Business Innovation Research, which is looking for smaller companies. And right now, as we speak, we're evaluating proposals that are to go towards wireless systems. You know, go to systems that are much easier to control. How do we put all that together? And so we recognize it's not just the actual core technology, it's how do you integrate the technology? You know, integrate it with the HVAC, integrate it with the aluminum sensors, the daylighting, all of that needs to be integrated. So how do we integrate it easily? How do we design it easily? How do we install it, right? All of those pieces are a challenge. And so hopefully, you know, working together, we can do a better job of making that case as to this stuff can really become mainstream. And the people we've been working on daylighting for, I don't know, probably Steve will probably tell us what, thousands of years or hundreds of years. And people think about daylighting a long time ago. It's been, I mean, daylighting is an old, you know, ancient type of technique, right? Question is, but how do we get this modern day daylighting? How do we get it so that it's easy, right? And it's just always so complex. And I'm like I said, it doesn't have to be complex. So to me, we want high performing and we want to make it easy. And if I said, okay, you have to give them a little on the high performing and it's really easy. Like, what's the sweet spot? And so I think sometimes we get carried with making it extremely perfect, but still complex. So what's the balance and how do we get this out there more and more? So that's part of the things I just challenge it. And you know, I look forward to learning from all of you. Yeah, I don't know if anybody has any questions about energy, but I think I'll just stop there. I could go on for a long time. And I love this stuff. One last thing I want to say is that I actually been working for the federal government for 38 years, so it's been a long time. I've been at DOE for over 30 years, but I went on two sabbaticals. One was in the Asia Pacific Energy Research Center in Tokyo. I did that 2 years. And then I went more recently in 2012 to 2015. I was at the International Energy Agency in Paris, and I was the desk officer for a variety of implementing agreements, which now we call them technology collaboration programs. And then we had a thing called the Buildings Coordination Group, and that was when we took in, and this was this particular TCP was one of those that we'd bring together at the IA, trying to get people to start getting, you know, is the solar heating and cooling and EBC collaborating with the heat pumps, you know, TCP, getting all those different ones to collaborate together as well. And that was one of the things that the IA kept trying to do. So, yeah, well, so thank you so much. I wish you a good meeting. And if anybody had a question too for the DOE, I'd be more than glad to answer anybody. No questions? Okay. All right. Thank you.